Son of Man shall come. The Son of Man shall come. So we're being introduced to another idea here. The Son of Man shall come. Wherefrom and who is this Son of Man? You have been, up to a point, the child of woman, the son of woman. Everyone walking this earth is the son of woman. And everyone walking this earth is being told to become the son of man. That's the transformation of the creature who is the son of woman to the Christ who is the Son of Man. The birth of Christ in you makes you the Son of Man. The birth in your mother's womb makes you the Son of Woman. That was the birth into this world. The birth of Christ in you is the realization of your own Christhood in the kingdom of God as spiritual being. And spirit is the man who is meant here. This is a portent. A divine foretelling that as your soul is able to mount in the first heaven and to find its way into the second heaven of spirit, the mystical union there between the feminine, which is soul, and the male, which is spirit, will produce the birth of Christ in you, which is the Son of Spirit, or the Son of Man. For the Son of Man will come in his glory. Christ will be born in you. A child of spirit. In the glory of his Father. And so this is the realization coming that that which you are accepted of being, that child of God which you say I am and which you must live with and be true to, this will come to pass as a realization called the birth of the Son of Man in you. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father. This is Christ in you. The full expression of God that will come forth as the Christ of you. And always remember, although this seems to be something that will happen, it already has. This is not about a will that will come tomorrow. This is to tell you what has already happened. It's trying to get you to realize that it has happened. It has happened. Christ was born as you on the sixth day of Genesis in the image and likeness of God was he made. And that is your name. But your soul moving through this underworld is finding its way back to its own kingdom of soul that it may rise higher to the kingdom of spirit, where male and female are reunited. And the realization there that I am the Christ of God will then lift you into an understanding of your own infinite selfhood, which you are being asked to accept now before this realization occurs. For in the acceptance, you will, of course, change your certain lifestyle to comply with the requirements of this divine birth, just as a pregnant woman does. And you will cooperate with the divine plan, which is drawing your soul, the real prodigal. Humans are not prodigals. Humans have no existence. The prodigal is the soul of you, which is sent from the Father into time. that it may find its way back to eternity. For the lessons it learns in time enable it to bring to its mystical marriage with Spirit an understanding which will be eternal. This is an inner process going on in all of us now, and we're trying to cooperate with it by not adulterating with facsimiles of truth, pseudo-truth, all kinds of human opinions about truth, but rather to follow scrupulously the word of the Father to the highest level of our capacity. For then the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Actually, the works are the acceptance of divinity in the kingdom of God, and the reward is that acceptance, which begins with faith in the word of God, is confirmed, fulfilled, expressed, made manifest. And you will walk consciously in the third heaven. For the marriage of soul in the first heaven with Spirit in the second heaven becomes the birth of Christ of you and your realization of existence in infinity. This is the path of Christ outlined to us by Christ Jesus, and I see no reason to do anything but follow it to the best of your ability, knowing that you are walking the path of God. You are literally walking with God. And what is that reward? The very thing that we have been trying to learn, that we abolish death, we transcend death. Here it is. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here who cannot taste of death, till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. That Son of Man coming in his kingdom means the Christ kingdom. And then what is the death you taste then? The death that opens the gate of eternal life. This has been here for us through every incarnation. And it is clear. This takes working. And because there are more than one of us, we have the support of each other. We can pick each other up when we stumble. We can learn from each other. We can support each other. We can love one another. And we can forgive one another when we find one who has not the capacity to carry his cross. This is the path to divine birth. Number one, this is the kingdom of God. Number two, I have never left the kingdom of God. I never can leave it. Number three, the life of God is the only life in the kingdom of God. Number four, I am that life, and therefore I am the life of all who walk this earth. I'm the life of every animal, every insect. Harmony is the law of our kingdom, and that is the fifth. You practice for 5 days. You further liberate your soul that it may continue higher in its flight. You will release yourself from the trappings of mortality and matter. You will send it on its way to the mystical marriage with the Spirit, because you will be cooperating. And the world mind in you will find no home. Its hold on you is diminishing by the yard and by the hour. Why don't you, in this final contemplation, run over those 5 points to yourself? Just tongue them along so you get the feel of them. For one day you'll be doing them one day at a time, and ultimately all at once. Just one brief announcement, if you don't mind.